Lakeland. The Northern Alberta Development Council, NADC, turns 60 in 2023, and some of its current members and supporters want Albertans to understand the opportunities and successes the organization has achieved. Over the last year, for example, says Brian Jean, the Fort McMurray Lac La Biche MLA, and Minister of Jobs, Economy and Northern Development, the council's work has benefited the region's overall economic outlook by growing markets, supporting economic diversification, helping business owners, and assisting students. As a proud Northern Albertan, I have witnessed firsthand the hard work of our Northern communities as they help build and diversify Alberta's economy, says Jean. I look forward to engaging with the NADC as we plan for the future and ensure a renewed Alberta advantage across this great province. Established in 1963, the NADC is a public agency accountable to the Minister of Jobs, Economy and Northern Development. Its mandate is to investigate, monitor, evaluate, plan and promote practical measures to foster and advance development in Northern Alberta. Hansen is chairperson. The council has played a role in not only local business building, but also region and province-wide connections, bringing Northern Alberta communities closer to larger centers and bringing the services of those larger service areas to rural Albertans. Over its decades of work, the council, its members and supporters have played an active role in shaping discussions on avenues to support broadband, utilities, roadway and rail connection across the north. That kind of multi-access availability is vital to northern communities and their residents, says Bonneville Cold Lake Street. Paul MLA Dave Hansen, who is also the current NADC chairperson. Northern Alberta has a unique and vibrant economy, and it is our job to help these businesses and communities reach their full potential, he said. As the chair of the NADC, it is my pleasure to work with our partners and develop an action plan that puts Albertans first, and makes Northern Alberta a great place to grow a business and raise a family. Diverse region. The diversity of the NADC's work is not only highlighted by infrastructure and economic markets, but also by the region's cultural and historic significance. Treaties 6, 8 and 10 are located within the region. There are 32 First Nations in the region, and all 8 Métis settlements in the province are located within the region. More than a quarter of the 249 Albertans who received part of the $1.56 million delivered through the NADC bursary program over TAY last year are Indigenous learners. The funding is provided by the Alberta's government to assist Albertans to obtain new skills and training to enter Northern Alberta's workforce. It's important that we support opportunities for Albertans in every corner of the province. Through the NADC bursary program, we're helping Northern Albertans access the training and education they need to realize their full potential, grow local economies and contribute to a thriving Alberta, says Alberta's Minister of Advanced Education Dimitrios Nikolades. Hansen is currently the only NADC executive member from the Lakeland region, with other members coming from the business sectors in Fort McMurray, Peace River and the high-level areas. In recent years, former Lac La Biche County Mayor Omer Mograbi, Kikino Métis Settlement member Peter Cardinal and Cherry Grove resident Eva Erlacher have sat as NADC board members. More information from the NADC's recently released annual report can be found at nadc.ca.